From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. A year after the contested presidential election in Florida, a group of news organizations has published its tabulation of all the uncounted ballots in that race. The media review showed that, contrary to what many Democrats claimed, the ruling by the U.S. Supreme Court did not determine the results. NPR's Mara Liasson has details.
The media review showed that under the terms of the limited recount sought by Al Gore in court, George W. Bush would still have carried Florida by a small margin. But the review suggested that if there had been a statewide recount of all the contested ballots, Gore might have eked out a win. Ron Klain, who is the general counsel for the Gore-Lieberman Recount Committee, says the study confirms what he believed all along.
If you looked at the ballots that could be counted, it was extremely close and really could have gone either way. But if you ask the fundamental question of who was the candidate that most voters in Florida went to the polls and thought they had voted for, that was Al Gore.
But Gore himself never tried to determine the intent of most voters in Florida. He asked the courts to approve a recount in just four predominantly Democratic counties. The U.S. Supreme Court put a stop to all recounts, but even if it hadn't, the media review shows that Bush still would have won by as many as 493 votes. If Gore had gone to court and been granted a much more comprehensive recount of all ballots statewide, including those ballots called overvotes, which registered more than one choice for president, the review found he might have won by as many as 171 votes. The review counted only the most obvious overvotes, where Floridians had, for instance, punched the Chad for Al Gore and also written in his name. The former vice president issued a statement saying only that the election of 2000 is over and that he supports President Bush's effort to fight terrorism. White House Press Secretary Ari Fleischer was more dismissive. He told the Associated Press that the public wasn't interested in any conclusions from the study. The country is way beyond this, Fleischer said. There's no news here. It's over. The White House didn't want to call any attention to a story that could remind voters about the disputed circumstances of Mr. Bush's election, so they asked Republicans involved in the recount not to speak with reporters on the record today. Walter Dean Burnham, a professor of government at the University of Texas, says the media recount surprised a lot of people who thought it might have a different conclusion.
Doesn't show a convincing case on the face of it that Gore carried Florida, but rather that Bush appears to have carried it by a narrow margin, just as the official returns claimed. I think the big political thing in all this is that it reveals once again how sloppy our election procedures are at the state and local level.
The state of Florida has moved to correct the problems that led to last year's contested results, but the U.S. Congress has been moving very slowly on national ballot reform. And because so much has happened over the past year, Burnham is pessimistic that reform will get the public push it needs.
I suspect the steam has gone out of it. That is what you so often find when it comes to policy, particularly in areas like this, where you're unlikely to maintain a strong, vigorous sense of outrage on the part of large numbers of people with a given result. That's over. I mean, it's history, and September 11th, I think, really buried it.
Even Democrats like Ron Klain, who are resigned to the results of the election, hope that some good will come out of the media review.
No matter what the recount show, we're certainly not going to replace President Bush with President Gore at this stage in the game. And I think for historical purposes, what the recount shows, the tens of thousands of ballots that were thrown out due to the problems in the way the ballots were designed that caused voter confusion. That's the real tragedy here.
Much of the anger over the Florida ballot mess seems to have dissipated in the wake of the September 11th attacks. Democrats had hoped to make Florida their battle cry for the 2002 elections, but even they are being careful not to say anything that could be interpreted as questioning the legitimacy of President Bush. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.
That is what you so often find when it comes to policy, particularly in areas like this, where you're unlikely to maintain a strong, vigorous sense of outrage on the part of large numbers of people with a given result. That's over. I mean, it's history, and September 11th, I think, really buried it.
Even Democrats like Ron Klain, who are resigned to the results of the election, hope that some good will come out of the media review.
No matter what the recount show, we're certainly not going to replace President Bush with President Gore at this stage in the game. And I think for historical purposes, what the recount shows, the tens of thousands of ballots that were thrown out due to the problems in the way the ballots were designed that caused voter confusion. That's the real tragedy here.
Much of the anger over the Florida ballot mess seems to have dissipated in the wake of the September 11th attacks. Democrats had hoped to make Florida their battle cry for the 2002 elections, but even they are being careful not to say anything that could be interpreted as questioning the legitimacy of President Bush. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.